Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Gunna's career should be dead right now. This is insane to say for a rapper who currently boasts a number one Billboard hit at the time of this recording, as well as amassing over 30 million monthly listeners on Spotify, and recently reaching a remarkable milestone with over 65 million views in a single month on YouTube. It's clear that Gunna's career isn't going anywhere anytime soon. However, a few months back, news broke that Gunna had betrayed the one person who had been instrumental in shaping his career, Young Thug, to the point where it plunged him into the worst phase of his life. With both fans and critics questioning whether he could bounce back from the regrettable situation he had found himself in, Gunna did something that no rapper has ever done before. And today, I'm here to answer one simple question. Why is Gunna's career not dead when it very well should be? To understand that, we have to go back to the beginning and really analyze just how much Young Thug played a huge role in his success as a rapper.
That's my brother, like, mm-hmm. He signed to me, but it's like, it's not even about a signature. This is my real brother.
These words by Young Thug, who is widely known as Gunna's mentor and boss, would echo a false sense of reality. And you'll see why later in this video. But for now, let's get to know Gunna a bit. Gunna's real name is Sergio Kitchens, and he was born in College Park, Georgia. He was the youngest of five kids and raised by a single mom who worked at a school cafeteria. Growing up, life was really tough for Sergio. As he told Billboard in 2018, they weren't extremely poor, but they weren't really rich either. However, his family taught him how to save and manage his money wisely. And at the age of 13, he began investing in his rap career, where he started recording music in a friend's garage and coined the name Young Gun, which he would later shorten to Gunna. His first mixtape, Hard Body, was released way back in 2013. But contrary to the polished and smooth sound that he possesses today, his music back then was laughable, to say the least.
Hard body.
Receiving feedback like, "This is fire on mute," and "They should have locked him up for this," Gunna realized he had a lot of work to do if he planned to climb the ladder of success in the music industry. But what would happen only 3 years later would massively help Gunna skyrocket in his career.
I feel like Thug helped me as far as me being like artist more and just learning the game more because he had already been here. Me and Baby just kind of just created the history together. It was genuine. We were bigger together for us, like putting out songs, but like for us me growing and like somebody helping me, they came from Thug.
Fans of these artists recognize that without Young Thug, Gunna might have remained unknown to the world. Given the events discussed later in this video, it's remarkable to realize just how pivotal Young Thug was in catapulting Gunna to global stardom. 2 years after Gunna's first music tape, Hard Body, the two rappers would cross paths for the first time. A mutual friend who was popularly known as King Troop ended up being the one.
This fall,
Fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
And who brought them together?
I met Thug through a mutual friend who knew him. He was like uncle of mine, named Troop, rest in peace. Him and Thug was like real cool, and he introduced us like a month before he died. And then when he died, it just brought us closer together.
For those who don't know, Keith King Troop is a deceased rap artist who was a close friend of both Young Thug and Gunna before he tragically passed away in December of 2015 after being shot 14 times. Only 1 month before King Troop passed away, he introduced Gunna to Young Thug, and after his passing, the two formed a closer bond with each other as they mourned his death. 2015 was also the year that Young Thug was riding the wave of success that he had with Rich Gang, and was absolutely blowing up with his Slime Season mixtapes and singles. So he decided to use the knowledge on the industry to begin guiding Gunna, and really help him make his dreams become a reality. While this may seem like Thugger was just looking for an up-and-coming artist to sign and make more money off of, this actually wasn't the case. And he even claims that he never made a single dollar off of Gunna's career despite having a huge helping hand.
Gunna been around me 6-7 years. He in some of my old videos, y'all won't even know it's him. I never received $1 from him. Not $1.
While spending time around Thug and learning from him, Gunna was planning his future steps in music. He decided to quit the street life that he was living in and focus completely on locking in the studio. Through this mindset and implementing an incredible work ethic, Thugger further helped Gunna gain popularity by featuring him on several of his tracks. One of them was the 2016 hit Floyd Mayweather alongside Travis Scott and Gucci Mane, who are some of the most recognizable rappers in the game. It was here where he started receiving comments like, "Best part is when Thug and Gunna go back and forth," and "To think that Gunna was going to be this big, I for real slept on him." Young Thug was also featured on various tracks from Gunna's famous Drip Season mixtapes, all of which were standout tracks due to Thugga's contributions. Thug later introduced Gunna as the signee to his new label, Young Stoner Life Records, widely known as YSL in 2017. Back in those days, YSL was still growing, and it wasn't anywhere near as big and well-known as it is today. And unlike many other labels owned by rappers, Thugga made sure to support Gunna while giving him honest feedback on his projects and suggested improvements.
He the type like you play out your whole project first and then go over the reviews. He not kind of just off the top. He gonna more try to enhance, be helpful. The ideas be right. Like I said, I'm a listener. A song I put out, he told me not to put it out. He like, bro, the song is big. Just wait on it. He tripping. After when I put a song out and then do what I wanted to do, I felt like, bro, I should have waited.
This type of mentorship helped Gunna blow up in 2016 through 2017. And after Gunna collaborated with another fellow YSL affiliate, Lil Baby, on the mixtape Drip Harder that dropped on October of 2018, both Baby and Gunna were really put on the map, as they were able to land a whopping 9 tracks on the Billboard Hot 100. I mean, seriously, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing the chorus from Drip Too Hard.
Drip too hard, don't stand too.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
With their melodic, vibe-oriented style captivating listeners, Gunna and Baby became synonymous with one another, and the duo was becoming more and more recognizable each day. Gunna would go on to experience a ton of success with his debut album, Drip or Drown 2, which reached third on the charts. His second album, Wanna, that dropped in 2020, did even better, debuting at number 1. With the collaborative project Slime Language 2 further solidifying YSL's name in the industry, and Gunna's third album, DS4, going on to outsell The Weeknd's Don FM for 2 weeks straight, it really seemed that Gunna was at the top of the world in 2022, and that nothing could stop him. He even surpassed his mentor, with Thugger's previous record, Punk, only moving 90,000 copies, while DS4 by Gunna pushed 150,000. There was really no doubt about it. Gunna had taken the ball that Jeffrey had given him and ran with it. However, as cliche as it sounds, what comes up must come down. And it seemed that Gunna was enjoying the success he had been given a little too much. And the universe decided that it was time for Gunna to face some hardships. Gunna's music career, unlike many others in hip-hop, has been relatively free of bumps, except for some minor controversies. He would get heavily memed for his body weight around the years 2020 through 2022, forcing him to lose a ton of weight to silence the critics. But on December 29th, 2019, an old video of Gunna began resurfacing the internet, and it was a really bad look for him, to say the least. In the video, it allegedly showed him in a Crime Stoppers segment, which seemingly portrayed Gunna as a snitch. This is seen as a cardinal sin in the world of hip-hop. We'll get more into specifics as to why later, but the video showed that Gunna was willingly giving information to the feds about the death of one of his cousins.
Devonnie Benton's younger cousin, Sergio Kitchens, says Benton is on trial for murder simply because his friends turned on him.
Just go to see, like, you ain't got no real friends out here.
This was released at a time before Gunna became anywhere near the famous rapper that he is today, leading him to receive comments such as, "Gunna, say it ain't so. You ain't no spider, you a rat." To which he responded to saying, "And you better do the history on this case, a dude smoked." Now, I'm really not sure what he meant by that, but it was clear that the situation was clearly getting to him, and he would constantly have to address the situation on various interviews.
Talk to me about this Crime Stopper video that everybody's circulating. They trying to use that against you. What was that about?
I don't know what the fuck that's about. Crime Stopper, well, I ain't no stopping crime.
So that's not even you on that video?
Yes, that's me, but that wasn't on no Crime Stopper. I wasn't in no case or nothing. So it's saying like, oh, you snitched on who? I was never in no case. But you know, that go back to the internet, I don't really be feeding into a motherfucker don't know. I'm really from the street. Where I'm from, like, if you snitch, this shit is in paperwork. This shit is a document.
Sadly, the fans were not buying it. His body language can tell that he's bothered by the Crime Stopper's question. Gunna's Crime Stopper answer.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Had me weak as fuck. Aside from throwing a bar at Freddie Gibbs after he was mocked for it, Gunna refused to be derailed by any of that drama, and would instead simply choose to ignore it and keep making more music for his fans to enjoy. However, the snitching allegations wouldn't end here. And only a couple years later, Gunna would show his true colors.
Two of the hottest rappers coming out of Atlanta are now in big legal trouble. Young Thug and Gunna, now among 28 people charged in a massive gang and racketeering sting out of Georgia. Authorities say they believe the two are associated with the Atlanta-based YSL gang, and they're accused of conspiring to violate the state's RICO Act.
Only about 2 years later, in May of 2022, it was reported that Gunna, Young Thug, among 28 other YSL members, were charged in a massive gang and racketeering sting in Georgia, where YSL was being portrayed as a gang instead of any other ordinary record label. This shocked the hell out of fans, and for some time, no one had any idea what was going on. Basically, it turned out that Young Thug was not only a rapper, but also a gang leader, and was using his label YSL as a cover-up for some horrific crimes that he was committing. The charges were heavy, accusing them of violating RICO, which, if you don't know, is the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. This law is so broad that just being a part of a group committing crimes, even without direct involvement in the crime, can still get you charged. Thugger was accused of heading a gang that allegedly targeted rappers like YFN Lucci due to an ongoing feud. This took place even while he was incarcerated, and he also faced additional drug and gun charges. Meanwhile, Gunna was charged with a single count of racketeering. Despite this, he was at risk, spending decades behind bars, all because of his simple involvement with YSL, the same label that helped him become the superstar that he is today. Their lawyers denied the charges, stating their music and lyrics were wrongly portrayed as part of a criminal conspiracy. Unfortunately, their bond was denied, and both of them would remain behind bars until further notice. This had fans and critics question which YSL members would fold, specifically aiming at Gunna, being that he did the least amount of harm than anyone else on the label, especially when legal experts suggested that taking a plea deal might be their best option considering the weight of the evidence. It should have came as no surprise that only 6 months later, on December 15th, 15th, 2022, Gunna entered a negotiation plea known as the Alford plea deal. Now, this is where things get a little tricky, because an Alford plea doesn't necessarily mean Gunna snitched. An Alford plea allows a defendant to maintain their innocence, but acknowledge that pleading guilty is in their best interest. So Gunna was sentenced to 5 years with 1 year served in prison, and 1 year sentence that was commuted to time served, along with a 4 year remaining balance on his sentence that had been suspended and changed to 500 hours of community service. After the sentence came down, the rapper released a statement saying, "While I have agreed to always be truthful, I want to make it perfectly clear that I have not made any statements, have not been interviewed, have not cooperated, have not agreed to testify or be a witness for or against any party in the case, and have absolutely no intention of being involved in the trial process in any way." Which clearly indicated that he was well aware that the internet was about to let him have it upon his release. After his release, Gunna expressed his joy on Instagram, where he also wanted to make it clear that by taking an Alford plea, it didn't mean that he was technically switching sides. But when the footage of the hearing that led to his release surfaced online, the public opinion turned against him.
YSL is a music label and a gang, and you have personal knowledge that members or associates of YSL have committed crimes in furtherance of the gang.
Yes, ma'am.
In a video clip, a judge identifies YSL as both a music label and a gang and asks Gunna if he's aware of any criminal activities associated with the group. His response is simple, saying, "Yes, ma'am." This simple statement sparked a firestorm on the internet, especially within the hip-hop community on Twitter, with some fans claiming they can't believe he would do something like this, and others trying to defend the fact that an Alford plea isn't really snitching. To understand why this is such a big deal, you need to know a little about rap culture. Many rappers come from tough backgrounds where street loyalty is highly valued. Snitching is seen as the ultimate betrayal in this world, much like it is in games. A case in point is the rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine. He used his reputation of a notorious gang, the Nine Trey Bloods, to boost his fame. But when he gave the authorities information about the gang to avoid a jail sentence that was said to be around 47 years long, he was shunned by the hip-hop community, with his latest album failing to chart. But it's not just Tekashi 6ix9ine. Rappers like T.I., Fat Joe, and G Herbo, along with others such as Bottom Gottom, Finesse 2 Times, and O3 Greedo, have all had their reputations tarnished by accusations of snitching. So when Gunna's video hit the internet, many were quick to judge him. They weren't only disappointed that he had supposedly snitched, but also the fact that he had betrayed Young Thug, a person whom he owes a lot to. On top of this, fans made a whole compilation video of all the times Gunna swore he would never snitch on all of his songs, further fueling the controversy.
Never gonna be the one turn on my brother when police just got a detain.
Cap. Cap.
Gunna was publicly criticized by Mondo, the founder of YSL, and notable rappers like Meek Mill and Lil Baby unfollowed him on social media, showing that they are no longer looking to cooperate with him. Fellow rapper Lil Durk, who had recently just put out a hit single with Gunna titled What Happened to Virgil, also alluded to the situation in an unreleased track, and in an interview with DJ Academics, he expressed his disappointment with Gunna.
If you were rat, you were rat. And if you rewind this clip a little bit, I looked into the camera and I told you, if you a rat, I fucking hate you. Cause I love Thug.
Famous rapper Tony Yayo also spoke out, stating that turning into a rat can end a career, highlighting the severity of the situation for Gunna.
If you turn into a rat, career's over. Me, I would have sat a little longer than coming out to what the internet do to you. That's just my opinion.
In response to the backlash, Gunna released a statement asserting that he hasn't testified against anyone or cooperated with any parties involved in the case. He mentioned that his testimony was different from that of Tekashi 6ix9ine, as he only acknowledged the existence of a gang framework and didn't specifically implicate anyone. At this point, many people were waiting to hear what Thug had to say before they made a ruling on what Gunna had done. And for those who waited to hear from YSL's leader, the verdict came in a leaked conversation between Thug and Durk, where Thug threatened to drop his album the same week as Gunna in hopes to diminish his sales.
Hey Durk, I'm dropping his surprise album on the same day Buddy dropped his album. That shit coming up soon. I need a verse from you. If you feel like you want to reply to what that nigga saying, don't do it. Drop it on my album. I'm dropping a surprise album on the same day that fuck nigga dropped. Send your verse in, bro. I want you and Wham on the same song.
Gunna, however, did not let the lack of support from his label head discourage him. And what he did next could possibly mark a significant moment in the evolving culture of hip-hop in this modern era. Considering that we now have tangible evidence that Thug was mobilizing the troops against Gunna, it came as no surprise that when Gunna did gear up to drop his fourth album, A Gift and a Curse, there is a notable difference in the track list. While his album DS4 had 9 features across 20 tracks, Gunna was now marooned on his own island without a single guest. In terms of production, his longtime collaborator Turbo was still by his side. But gone were the contributions from the likes of Metro Boomin, Southside, Michael Made It, and many others. At this point, it's hard to tell whether he actively received rejections from anyone out of loyalty to Thug or disdain for what he had done, or if he just saved himself the potential embarrassment. Rather than pretending that nothing happened, Gunna spoke of his heartache about Thug's predicament on the song I Was Just Thinking, spitting, "Only I done cried cause this feeling for my bro. Knowing you hearing the lies that your little brother might have fold. Yeah, I popped out, but don't let him say I told." Unless he had a serious change of heart since the album came out, Thugger likely isn't receptive to these confessions, nor is anyone who is horrified by his alleged ratting. But what the record's release has proven is that plenty of people are. And perhaps even more unthinkably, he is still competing with Thugger and outshining him in some ways. In the case of Thugger's former protege's album, Gunna shifted 85,000 copies of A Gift and a Curse in its first week, making it the third highest debut for a hip-hop album this year, and surpassing what he was projected to sell by 5,000 copies. Meanwhile, Young Thug's album, Business is Business, sold just 89,000 copies, which is still very impressive, but it falls short of the estimated 110,000 that he was anticipated to sell. Before Thug released the project, it was expected that hip-hop would rally around its embattled artist. Not to mention that it had features from heavy hitters like Travis Scott, Drake, 21 Savage, Future, Lil Uzi Vert, and many more. Basically, the kind of artist you send when you're looking to do numbers. As I explained a minute ago, Gunna managed to pull in 85,000 with no features, and he still sold only 4,000 less than his mentor, who had all of the added streaming incentives at his disposal. So how did he manage to do this? For starters, we have the fact that the music on A Gift and a Curse is undeniable and is resonating with audiences. Whereas someone like Tekashi was always an outlier bordering on novelty, Gunna has been an architect of the modern trap sound in a lot of ways, right down to his vocabulary.
I feel like me and Lil Baby, like, we like a new generation for the young generation. It was swag back then. Now it's drip now, you know what I'm saying? And I'm popping that drip, baby, popping that drip. I feel like we setting the tone for younger kids. That's our fan base. Our fan base is the young crowd. Like, we got OGs too. This the young crowd.
Appealing to a fan base which begins in its teens, the changing of the guard that hip-hop has experienced could also be crucial when it comes to how Gunna has gotten away scot-free. Now recognized as the biggest genre in the world, hip-hop is as popular in suburbia as it is in the streets. Raised in an era where IG antics from your favorite rappers are commonplace, these fans have a different value system where clout has overtaken realness. As a result, we're reaching a point where the authenticity or seal of approval from the streets is no longer seen as pivotal to a successful rap career. Just look at someone like Lil Mabu. A private school kid cosplaying as a gangster would have never taken off previously, but in today's era, he's got a real shot at a lucrative rap career. Although what Gunna did in taking the plea deal will always garner the disapproval of people like Boosie or Tony Yayo, who are traditionalists molded by the streets, someone who's hopping onto Rap Caviar to see what they're adding to their upcoming playlist aren't going to be too worried about what allegiances a rapper may or may not have. Instead, they're just looking for the next track that they'll bump in the whip, or give them that extra push for another set in the gym. This, in a nutshell, explains why Thugger's project only narrowly outsold Gunna's album. In terms of singles from either album, Gunna's Fuck You Mean has landed on number 1 on the Billboard charts, outpacing every track from Business is Business from Young Thug. And if you look at YouTube comments for the song, it tells you everything you need to know. Talent overshadows hate regardless of the situation. This dude can't be denied. Gunna really showed him, lol. The album goes crazy. While there is a certain portion of the audience who aren't willing to acknowledge what Gunna did differs from someone like Tekashi 6ix9ine, the vast majority of hip-hop listeners today are more focused on the music than the street politics that surround it. As a result, as long as he keeps cranking out the 808 heavy, ready-made hits that he built his brand from, there's always going to be an audience for Gunna. And now that he's proven himself to still be a coveted commodity on the charts, don't be surprised if his next album has a few features from some majorly big names too.